of the time, and I know y'all don't care. As far as I know, nobody makes that an issue. In fact, my wife said, you make a bigger deal out of it than any rest of us, and I suppose that's so, but we do know you've had, many of you's had a long day, and you're in the house of the Lord, so we're going to give you something quick as we can. We'll not preach all this psalm. We'll be confined to it for several weeks. And I think you'll understand that as we read it tonight. This one of them familiar psalms of the Word of God. Verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He'll list you 5 benefits you have if you're one of the children of God, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. And all of these things, David said, this is what it does, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses, His acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Somebody ought to say amen right there. We'd all be in hell in the judgment of God if He dealt with us, amen, after our sin. But He hath not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are but dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. All them yahoos up there in Washington trying to figure out what we're going to do. I've heard so much about it all week long. And amen, they're not in charge. They're not in control. It is the Lord who is ruling over all. And we say bless His name for that. David said in verse 20, bless the Lord, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye His hosts, ye ministers of His that do His pleasure. David ends his psalm saying, bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You can be seated this evening. In the heading of this psalm, Psalm 103, this psalm is attributed to that of simply a psalm of David. And so it's pretty clear tonight who the human penman is of this psalm, that being the lovely man after God's own heart, David. And so we study this psalm, and in trying, as we do all the psalms as we've studied, many of them, we try to find the occasion behind what this psalm is written. You'll find when you study that, of this psalm, it's not widely agreed upon, but many seem, and I believe it to be fitting, and we use it for our study tonight, that it seems to apply to a time after David has repented of his sin with Bathsheba and has experienced again the joy of the Lord's salvation for which he prayed in Psalm 51, verse 12. That time, that failure of David's life, we understand there was a lot of things that took place. When David was confronted about his sin and repented of his sin, in that prayer of repentance, David specifically asked that the Lord would restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. As we've read these 22 verses tonight, I believe David is experiencing the joy of his salvation again. He's not been able to praise God, thank God, worship God. He's not been able to bless the Lord from the depths of his soul so long as he has been crossed up with God and in sin. Nothing has made sense. Nothing feels real. No, he doesn't feel like blessing and praising the Lord with such darkness within his own heart. Them secrets David had, those things David did in private, have definitely affected the heart and the public worship of even a man that had been after God's own heart, a man anointed, a man that had been used, a man that had penned such lovely psalms of praise in the past, found himself in the depths of despair because of his sin. But now David has been rescued by God. God's grace has brought him back. And with that, the joy of the salvation of God, those, amen, may we call them joy bubbles, have began to roll up out of his soul again. His cup has begun to roll over. He's drinking from his saucer. And David feels like one more time blessing the Lord from his soul. I would say tonight, I'm glad that even though failure may, amen, come into our life from time to time, we don't have to stay there. Amen, we don't have to be burdened in our soul. We can arise from that by the grace of God. Amen, and know the blessing of the Lord again in our life. That is the theme of this psalm, which is easily identified by the opening and the ending of its focus, where David begins and ends the psalm with the same phrase, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." And so this psalm is one of thanks and praise as David is now recalling all the workings of grace in his life. That sin had caused his eye to be removed from. And all that sin had stole by way of the pleasurable and joyful feelings of the salvation and the grace of God, all of a sudden in this psalm come rolling back to the heart and the mind and the worship of this man of God. You'll remember as we just ended last week, Psalm 102 was the prayer of David. He called that psalm a prayer of the afflicted. Amen. He begun it by saying, "Hear my prayer, O Lord." But Psalm 103 is the praise of David. Amen. Psalm 102, and we believe that or taught that is an occasion likely of the time of the rebellion of Absalom. Do you remember what the rebellion of Absalom was? That was part of the pronounced chastening hand of God upon David for his sin. That was part of David reaping what he had sown. And so there was a reminder in that of his failure. And so he goes to God in prayer again. But Psalm 103 is that of the praise of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. We've come through a time of prayer and God is heard and God is answered. And now David extends praise to the Lord. Psalm 102 shows David asking, but Psalm 103 shows God has answered. And for that answered prayer, David feels inclined to bless the Lord from of the depths within him. I wrote it down this way, that audible praise should always follow answered prayer. And I say that again tonight. That is what David is declaring in Psalm 103. Amen, that he is intent upon giving God audible praise. Amen, this ought always to follow answered prayer. Amen, for every time God is heard and God has answered our prayer, amen, there ought to be extended to the Lord a amen, an audible and express gratitude from our heart to His hand. Lord, I just want to bless You one more time. Amen. Ain't you glad we got a God that answers prayer? Ain't you glad we've got a God, amen, that hears what we're asking Him for, and thank God every now and again. Amen. Our lives get to enjoy that. Amen. Those answers along the way when God intervenes and God sets right that has been wrong, or God lifts a burden that we have been carrying. I believe Psalm 102 and 103, as they fall, it reminds us that praise ought always follow prayer. Amen. This psalm, then, considering that, is David's rendered blessing to God for the received blessings of God. Amen. Let me say that one more time. It's where we're going to take our thought from for this psalm, that Psalm 103 is David's rendered blessings to God for the received blessings of God. I believe if I can boil it down and give you what David is saying, it is that I will bless the Lord for the blessings He has bestowed upon my life. I found in my study that Spurgeon referenced this as blessing for blessing. And I'll steal that phrase for our title, if you will, for this psalm, or the theme that we want to center our thoughts upon tonight. And we're using Psalm 103 to preach on the thought, blessing for blessing. Amen. David again is saying, God has been good to me and God has blessed my life. I do not deserve those blessings. His blessing has, amen, taken some things away and added some things to. And for His blessing upon my life, I feel compelled to bless the Lord. Amen. And we're not talking about our blessing being anything like His blessing upon us. Again, it is through His blessing our life is added to. He, amen, adds to our life. Amen. And many are those benefits and those blessings throughout this psalm, and even beyond this psalm, throughout the Scriptures, how God adds to our life abundantly. Ain't you glad He's a God that does that? No good thing, the Word of God said, will He withhold, amen, from them that serve Him. Amen. We have a liberal God, amen, that gives liberal and abundant blessings upon our life. Amen. I'm mindful of what Jesus said. I've come that you might have life, and that you might have it not in small measure. Amen. Not in a thimbleful, but life more abundant. Amen. You remember what James said, that if we lack wisdom, amen, which is one of the blessings, God's spiritual blessings, God bestows upon us. James said, amen, if a man lack it, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And so when we think about the blessing of the Lord upon our life, amen, He ain't giving it out by the spoonfuls or even the shovelfuls, but amen, He's giving them out by His great handfuls on purpose. Amen to you and I. And so for every blessing, amen, David said there ought to be a return blessing that is giving to the Lord. Amen. We ought to bless the Lord from our soul when the Lord has blessed our soul. Amen. And so we're preaching on blessing for blessing. Amen. A few things I'll give you tonight. The introduction may be the first point. We'll see if we get there. Amen. But I want to give you some opening truths about David blessing God, and what we learn, what this is tonight, blessing for blessing. Number one, I would say tonight, I see in this text David's personal
exhortation. David's personal exhortation. In verses 1 and 2 and throughout the psalm, what we find is that David is calling upon his own soul to bless the Lord. This is not the preacher doing what I'm going to try to do tonight and in the weeks to come. Amen, to stir us together, but there is in this, we need to understand, a personal exhortation. Amen, a calling upon our own soul to bless the Lord. Amen, that we have to stir ourselves up sometimes. Amen, the preacher ain't always around that. And the saints of God are not always linked to us side by side. Amen, there are times we must have a personal exhortation. Amen, self-conversation. Amen, in our day, a lot of times means you're nuts and it means you're crazy. And it means you need to be locked up in a padded room. Amen. But there is a spiritual side where we must converse with ourselves. Amen. To be able to tell ourselves what that we ought to do. Amen. And so David is talking to himself. Amen. And as he lets us listen into this self-conversation, amen, we hear a man that is saying to himself, amen, self, my soul, you ought to bless the Lord. Amen, look at all that He has done for you. Amen, in this psalm, what we'll find is David has an expectation. And in verse number 20, the angels are going to bless the Lord. In verse 21, the ministers of the Lord are going to bless the Lord. And in verse number 22, the very works of God themselves are going to bless and declare a blessing upon the Lord. Amen. As he considers this, there is an expectation. Amen. That I can look heavenward and the angels will bless that. I can look to the ministers in the house of God and the host of the Lord, they will be blessing him yet the same. Amen. David said, I can look to all the wonders and the works of God. And one of the things those works do is declare a blessing and give glory and honor to the Lord. And now David said, what I have an expectation that angels and ministers and the very work and handiwork of God Himself shall do. Amen. It shall not be void in my own soul, and it shall not be empty off of my own lips. And so he gives a personal exhortation that, my friend, he is exhorting himself to do what he expects and enjoys others doing. Amen. Amen. If you're saved tonight, amen, if you're saved tonight, when God saved you, He put something on the inside of you that enjoys listening to others bless the Lord. Amen. I didn't know, I didn't have that before I got saved. Amen. I didn't understand why they sang songs and blessing. I didn't understand why them long services would break out and the saints of God would weep and cry and raise their hand and testify and carry on in ways that, amen, I had no identification with. Amen. But when God saved me, I began to enjoy, amen, watching and listening to others bless the Lord. Amen. And since I've been saved all these years, amen, I not only enjoy it, there's an expectation, amen, that I have in my heart that all they who know the Lord, amen, will one time or another or often, amen, bless the Lord themselves. Amen. And I have an expectation of that. Amen. And you tonight, you that are saved, you that love the Lord, amen, you wouldn't dare go to a dead church where nobody blessed the Lord, when the preacher didn't bless the Lord, or they didn't get stirred every now and again. Amen. But may I say tonight, what you expect out of your preacher and what you expect out of those you go to church with and what we just expect the angels are doing tonight, amen, there ought to be a personal exhortation, amen, whereby we expect ourselves to bless the Lord all the same. Amen. David's personal exhortation. And then let me say a word tonight, number two. Amen. About David's presented adoration. And so he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. This is personal to him, but the way that he is going to praise the Lord and express this, he uses a very specific word. And it is the word bless, the word that we're emphasizing tonight. Amen. To bless the Lord. Amen. The word bless literally means to kneel in an act of adoration. Amen. David is saying that, amen, I want to adore the Lord. Amen. I want to kneel down before Him as an expression of my adoration, my awe, my love, my affection, my passion. Amen. For God, for all that He is and all that He has done for me. This word bless, meaning to kneel in an active adoration. When you study it, here's what you'll find. That adoration is not something that is merely worked up or an emotion, but rather it is something spawned from a heart of love for God. And so David is calling upon his own soul to stir up and show his love for the Lord. Amen. Literally, when David is saying, soul, you need to bless the Lord, he is saying you need to love on God. You need to love the one that has loved you. And you need to express that some way. Have you blessed the Lord today? Amen. Have you told the Lord that you love Him? Amen. Have you done something today that you did out of your heart to, amen, bless the Lord because you loved Him? Amen, for what He's done. Amen, those of us that are married, wouldn't it be a shame? Amen, that we would not hear or reciprocate every day of our life. Amen, those three special precious words, I love you. Amen, and there's not a day goes by. Amen, there ain't been a day gone by since me and Miss Kate's been saved. Amen, and even probably back even before that. Amen, then we have not said that one to another. Amen, and what we're saying is, what we're doing is, we're blessing one another. They're showing our adoration, our love for one another. Amen, I wonder how God feels when we go through a day or a season of our life when we fail to bless the Lord. Amen, David said, that'll not be the case in my life. Amen, I've been there when I didn't love Him like I should. I'll show you that in a moment. Amen, he's coming out of that dark time of his life. Amen, where he loved on his flesh and he loved on his worldly desires and his carnal appetites. Amen, he loved himself. Amen, David knows what, amen, happens when a man doesn't love God like he ought to. Amen, he wound up in a mess, but now David said, I won't go back to that. I need to bless the Lord. Amen, I want to love Him. I want to stay in love with Him. Amen, and here David is giving a presented adoration. Amen, those of you who ain't married, some of you young folk, amen, imagine having, amen, parents who never told you that they loved you. Amen, I try to tell my children as far as I know, amen, every day of their life, I try to tell every one of them, I love you. I love you. I love you because of that relationship. Amen, and there are times that they'll reciprocate that back immediately. There are times they beat me to the punch and they'll say, Dad, I love you. Amen, and that is a blessing to my heart and to my life. And imagine how a Heavenly Father would feel. Amen, after all the love, all the I love yous He gives, amen, by way of His daily blessings upon our life. And yet we never reciprocate that in blessing Him and presenting Him our adoration back. Amen, and so when David said, I'm going to give blessing for blessing, Amen. David is speaking of, amen, I am going to present to the Lord my adoration for him. Number three, consider with me, this is all introduction. Amen. It'll be all the further we get. Only got four. Hang on tight. Amen. I see David's purposeful determination. Amen. Notice how this psalm begins. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Amen. All that is within me, that phrase indicates this is a man determined to put his whole heart into this thing of blessing the Lord. Amen. Oh, there will be no half-hearted, casual, meaningless praise for what God has done for him. Amen. This is not a time in his life where the blessings of God have become stale and commonplace. Oh no, friend, he's not gotten used to it. He's not got over it. Amen. He's not in a place where he thinks God owes him something. And so he said, I'm going to give him a blessing. I'm going to bless him for blessings with all that is within me. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the only way to do it. Amen. That's the only way to bless the Lord for his blessing. Amen. I'm telling you, God ain't looking for half-hearted, casual, meaningless blessing of all that he has done. Amen. But from a heart of gratitude. Amen. From that place that is in the depths of our soul. Amen. Where through humility we understand. Amen. God is debtor to no man. He don't owe you anything. He don't owe me anything. Amen. He's been far better to me than I ever could have earned or do deserve. Amen. We're Bible believers. We're children of God. Amen. I love this phrase. Brother Tim introduced this to several years ago. We are not merit mongers. Amen. We have not merited the goodness and the blessing of God. Amen. And so when I understand that God doesn't owe me anything, and I could have never been good enough to have anything extended to me, then Brother Jack, there's something on the inside that said if God would be that determined to bless me, and I myself must have a purposeful determination, amen, that everything that is on the inside of me wants to cry out and say, Lord, thank you for being good to me. I will bless you for blessing. Amen. Oh, know that. Amen. In this psalm, we're going to see that a God, the Lord that David is focused and determined to bless. Amen. He will declare in verse number 3 that he is the God who forgiveth all and the God who healeth all. Amen. That is important in this text. Amen. For David, amen, understands that throughout the psalm, not just in these phrases, amen, this is the God that has done all these things in his life. And a God that would forgive all and heal all and give all manner of blessing is a God that deserves us to bless at with all that is within us. Amen. He gives us his all, and so we ought to, my friend, with all that is in us, amen, within us, to bless his holy name. Amen. Are you listening tonight? Amen. Notice with me, amen, also in this point, that David's blessing for blessing, amen, is something that must come from within, not without. Amen. This is where our determination flows. Amen. If you ain't blessed the Lord today, it's because you're living from a without source. Amen. You're on a without, amen, season of your life. Amen. But if we live in He who is within, and from that He is placed within, amen, then we will, with all that is within us, be able to bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Let me give you a thought here that I've seen this afternoon. Amen. Considering this matter of his purposeful determination, what is it that has stirred David to this kind of determination? explanation. Amen. A simple thought. You know me. I'm not real big on numerology. Amen. But sometimes it's just easy to make it fit. I found it interesting that in this psalm, David is not generally thanking God. He is specifically detailing the ways that God has blessed his life. Now you'll find in this psalm seven times. Amen. Seven times David speaks of blessing the Lord, blessing his name, and blessing his works. Amen. Verse 1, verse 2, and verse 20, 21, and 22. Amen. Seven times. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless his holy name. And so this number 7 is the number of completion and the number of perfection. This speaks in this psalm then to you and I, amen, that this psalm is one of blessing the Lord for all he has done and not leaving anything out. David said, I will strive. I am determined to give him, listen now, perfect praise. Do you know the Bible speaks of giving the Lord perfect or perfected praise? In the Word of God, and you'll find this, and that's mentioned in the Old Testament, it's a quotation from the Old Testament in the days of the Lord Jesus. When he went into the temple and he ran out the money changers, a man flipped over them tables, said, my house shall be called a house of prayer, you made it a den of thieves. And right in the midst of all that, but just say, amen, the Bible said the children that were in the temple, they began to cry aloud, Hosanna! Hosanna, bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. And that crowd, amen, they got mad at the Lord. They said, do you hear what they're saying? When are you going to stop them? Jesus said, have you never read that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? The Bible teaches there is such a thing as perfect praise. And that perfect praise is where a man from a heart of gratitude, a man from a life that is striving to live in the holiness of God, amen, we recognize who he is. We recognize that we're undeserving, and yet he has freely bestowed his blessing and his grace and his mercy and his loving kindness and his faithfulness. Amen. And his works upon our life. Amen. And so perfect praise, amen, is seen in Psalm 103 as the psalmist, amen, is determined to never fall short of what it would really be to praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I'm going to count my blessings one by one by one by one, and I'll stop blessing him when I get to the last one. But here's what you're going to have to find. Amen. The Lord's blessings, there is no end. Amen. He just keeps pouring upon us again and again. Amen. Blessing us day by day. Amen. Which means that, in fact, this is referenced in the psalm in verse number 17 after he said in verse 15 and 16. Amen. That man, he passes away as the grass. Amen. He'll be gone as the wind blows across the face of the earth. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. In other words, the blessings of God, they just continually roll in upon our life. Amen. There'll be no end to them. And so, if there is no end to his blessing, David is saying there'll be no end to my blessing. You'll never reach a place where you bless the Lord, amen, too much, too often, too long, too loud, too fervently, too passionately, and you've just got to make up your mind, I'll bless him till I've blessed him for everything he's done. Amen. And in light of that, there'll always be something else. Amen. Notice with me David's passionate appreciation. We see his personal exhortation, presented adoration, his purposeful determination. But David's passionate appreciation. It's clear David is passionate about expressing gratitude to the Lord. That's what he's doing in all 22 verses. Lord, thank you. Passionately, bless the Lord, O my soul. Lord, here's what I'm thankful for. Lord, here's another blessing you give. I give you blessing for blessing. Lord, you forgive all my iniquities. I'm going to give you blessing for blessing. You heal all my diseases. I'm going to give you blessing for blessing.
Amen.
Amen. And so what we'll find here is this could be David's way of saying, I now understand my moral failure and sin was actually the result of having forgotten the goodness of the Lord in my life in the first place.
That's right.
You remember when David sinned? Amen. Boy, I choked up there a minute and I was running well. Now it's fading. I'm done. But watch this. After David had sinned, he conceived child with Bathsheba. He's killed Uriah the Hittite. David's life is in a mess. He thinks it's been hidden. He thinks it's all been covered, but God takes the cover off. God sends the man of God, Nathan, go down and call out David's sin. David is confronted with that parable. In that parable, you know the story, the stolen lamb. David said that man ought to pay, amen, he ought to pay fold over for what he's stolen, and that man's life ought to be taken from him. Nathan said, David, thou art the man. In that moment of time, David knew, I ain't hit it as well as I thought I hit it. They may be a handful only that know on this realm, but there's a God in glory that seen what I did. Can I remind you, he sees what we do even behind closed doors. You're all alone by yourself. There's a God in glory who sees. After he was exposed, God began to speak through Nathan. Here's what God said. We could look at it tonight. Let me give you the reference. 2 Samuel 12, verse 7 and 8. In essence, here's what God said in those verses. Brother A.L., he said, David, did I not give you the crown and the kingdom and houses and the palace and a blessing upon blessing? I gave you wives. I gave you a family. Here's what God said. He said, David, if that had been not enough, he said, all you'd have had to do is ask me to give you more, and I'd have gave it to you. You know what God was saying, Brother Mike? God was saying, David, I tell you what your problem is. You forgot where your blessing came from.
Amen. Amen.
When we forget where our blessing comes from, you listen what your preacher's getting ready to say, you lose blessing for blessing and stop acknowledging every good gift and every perfect gift in our life comes from above. You quit giving blessing for blessing. It won't be long till your life will be in sin. It won't be long. Your life will be messed up in so many ways you won't know how to get out. But you know what God did for David? I believe when David repented, he was saying, Lord, I ain't going back to that. I've learned my lesson. I'm going to give blessing for blessing. And now he is doing it again for the simple fact that God has brought him back again. Amen. God had rescued him from his sin. Let me word it this way. You've heard me say this before. It bears saying here again. When God's people become unthankful, that is our lips, we eventually become ungrateful. That's what's in our heart. And the result is we become unholy. And that's our life.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
David seems to be so passionate because he doesn't want to go back to where God brought him from. And I can stand here tonight and testify. I've sad to my own sad tale. I've lived that. I've lived on both sides of this thing. I've got so wrapped up in me, me, me. I want my way. I got to have it my way. I want what I want. That you forget, as a child of God, you're supposed to be living off what God gives you. And every time I do, I start loving self, letting the flesh control and dominate and forget the blessings of God. There ain't ever been a time, Brother Jack, that's happened. There ain't ever been a time that I didn't wind up regretting it in the end. But I'm glad God won't leave you there. God will send you a message like tonight and say, hey, you need to dig on out of that, repent of that, and I'll restore you, and I'll start blessing your life again. Then we get to give God blessing for blessing again, for the blessing that He gave us for not blessing Him in the first place. Amen. Blessing for blessing. Now what we're going to do, amen. You know I ain't got a voice now, amen. But what we're going to do in Psalm 103, I've identified five ways to break it down of things we can bless the Lord for His blessing in our life. We'll pick it up on next Wednesday.